Blog Talk Radio.
Yaziva Sasha, and this is Max, and we're here for another episode of S&M Radio. We're late.
Yeah, by a minute.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. So, tonight we're going to talk about Queen Sugar and Atlanta, the show that came on FX last night. What did you think about Atlanta with Danny Glover.
I'm trying to put it in a nice way because it's only the first episode, but
yeah,
it seems stupid, but it has, I guess he's trying to do like a almost like a Tyler Perry type of thing.
That's your only thing that you know, base of stuff.
Because that's the only thing that's big that people know about.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Why do you say that then?
It's not the only thing that people know about. Tyler Perry isn't the only thing that is your only base of being relatable to something.
It certainly ain't like Martin. It certainly ain't like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It certainly is not
what,
like
the show.
The show, yeah.
But I'm just trying to figure out how is it like Tyler Perry?
Because Tyler Perry does stuff in a funny manner, but at the end he tries to teach you something. That's what this show it reminds me of. It has funny plots and bits in it.
But what did you learn?
To do for yourself. And sometimes you got to trust somebody because just like his cousin, was it C Money? Get Money?
Paper Boy,
whatever that nigga said.
You didn't even watch it really. Like,
yeah, I watched it, but if he
didn't make sense to you, okay, I can respect that. But then trying to throw it off on something like in the realm of a Tyler Perry show or a Tyler Perry play, it's just kind of ridiculous.
No, it's not because a lot of jokes in there did not make no sense. It's just, okay, we're just going to make it funny. Like the dude running up to the door, knocking on the door with the Batman man. The paper boy lives here. Yeah, okay. And he goes running off. It's like,
because you missed the point. Like, trying to critique it so and being so critical, you missed the point. Like when he was walking in the neighborhood and the kids was playing with the gun, and then the mother was like, "Who the fuck is you?" And he says, "I'm Paper Boy, the one your kids are trying to act like, you know, I might be the reason." And then, "You the rapper girl was talking about?" And that's the thing. He's in the hood. He's in the neighborhood. They unheard him on the radio. He's supposed to be, you know, went to jail for shooting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Look how the dude acted at him about the lemon pepper wings wet.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. He's one of them that in their eyes, he's made it or he's making it. That was it. This is what Paper Boy is.
But he's going to run up there knocking on the door in a Batman man.
Okay.
What up here, man, school.
That's just who he is. I don't know. I know.
Exactly. That right there did not make no sense.
Yeah, it was funny.
And that's what I'm saying. It was like Tyler Perry. A lot of this funny hee-hee-ha moments. It's kind of like, okay, he just put that in just to make it funny. The ha-ha-ha moment. That's what this show gets. So. Just like the dude with the that's in jail. Okay? He was talking to a man. This is my ex-girl right here.
He didn't know. Maybe he just really didn't know to realize that that was... I mean, it's stuff that happens. People, that happens all the time. And you're not from Atlanta. So, it just, you're not from Atlanta.
I could have been a blind nigga.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
You didn't tell. You couldn't tell by the way he sounded and looked that he was a nigga. Come on now. And then you're like, yeah, remember how you get freaky back at the theater? Come on
now. It's based on, you're not from Atlanta. You're not from Georgia.
And ain't got the same down there as Georgia.
Can I say this? Go ahead. You're not from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You're not from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get us.
Oh, so you trying to say niggas down here just dumb as hell?
No. What I'm saying is, if you from the Atlanta area, you from Atlanta, there's like a running thing of down low, or you got to check the chicks, the Adam's apples, and that kind of rule. It's like a thing in Atlanta. I mean, I don't have anything to get. I'll watch it again. I didn't get it the first time. When I watched it the second time, I found the humor in it. I was like, okay. Some of it kind of went over my head. I don't see it trying to be Tyler Perry. I don't.
That is so way off. No, it's not.
That's just your hate against Tyler Perry. That's just fine.
Because he just puts stuff in there just to make it stupid and funny.
That's kind of like the
little Muslim on the bus making a sandwich. Eat this sandwich. You're like, I don't want none.
That was funny.
And it was funny. But then the police car goes by. He turns to his left. By the time he turns back to where the guy was, he off the bus.
How do you know it was a real dude? Maybe it was a vision. I mean, if you from Atlanta, you live in Atlanta.
He crazy as
when
hell.
You live in Atlanta, you run
make it
into.
Good.
I don't have to make it
make
good.
It good.
I don't have to make it good because I'm from there. I'm from Georgia. I'm from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I know. You run into a host of characters.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. It's about what's going on in the hood. Is the basis of the show is supposed to be about Paperboy Alfred. His real name is Alfred. About him trying to find out what's real and what's not in this new fame that he's all of a sudden acquired. Who's for and who's not. It's fun. I mean, it's funny. I have to watch it again.
It's just dumb funny.
Okay, well, there's a lot of things that are dumb funny.
At the gas station now, you already knew something was up with this boy that came in there to pump the gas. He was looking at him like, something ain't quite right with him. But then you're going to pay for $5 on the pump, go out, walk outside, see him talking to another person in the car, and you be like, nah, I ain't gonna pay for my gas.
I'm fucking my gas.
It's like, ain't you supposed to be hard?
No.
Yes, he is. He's supposed to be paperboard.
I don't see what's so wrong with that. That's typical. You see something about to pop off, you sure not gonna stand out there in the middle and in the open. And you got somebody looking at you crazy, and you don't know what they plan or what they got going on. So, yeah, you keep passing your car, you go on your business. You know, I give you, that's just $5. I'll go get some gas from wherever the hell. Fuck it. Who sent him buzz?
Because he's capable. Who else? How is he getting his money? He bagging up munch meat and selling dinners or something? I don't think so. Reason why they call him paperboy, he a drug dealer. Matter of fact, even in that video, he blew some white stuff in that girl's face. That That song wasn't no baby
now,
powder.
Do you think that that's what he really does, or is that just a persona?
Well, it's persona. Don't be something that's that you ain't. Cause you ain't
but
no
that's
fun.
What rappers do.
It's even in the car.
That's what rappers do.
No, he has thugs because he's about to go get his gun when that dude came by and hit his
broken mirror.
Yeah, he like, I'm gonna get my gun. He like, and his cousin was like, nah, no, don't do it, don't do it.
Think about the paper.
Exactly. So he ain't do it.
But he went out there anyway.
Yeah, he was there, and he was like, well, my people's right over there. Come on, you want to start something? Then he was like, I better not. I ain't got my gun. And then niggas.
But old dude had his. But his cousin and his manager had got out the car with the gun. But why do you think they went to jail?
Why did he get out of jail?
He told him they couldn't figure out because the person they got shot ran away. There was nobody. And he got a ticket and a fine. And that's why they were able to bond out of jail.
For owning a legal gun.
Yeah.
You don't, come on now.
That's what I'm saying. So who said that he's a thug? That's your perception.
No,
that's what you're thinking. That's what you're saying.
If you got an unlicensed gun, you going to jail. You ain't gonna just get no fine.
It wasn't the gun.
Oh, ounce of weed, less than an ounce of weed.
Was that why they gave him a ticket?
Yeah, it was less than an ounce of weed, but I'm like, how did that was
okay.
That was Paperboy's car. What he doing in jail? The cousin.
Because they could not, because they were together.
It don't matter, it's not his car.
But they were together.
No.
He had the gun.
If his cousin had the gun, he should have just been bonded out and said, okay, you got to appear in court. No, he would have gotten
he
put.
He said he had to appear in court. He said, the woman said that he had to appear in court.
And I guarantee you, they're not going to go back to that. They certainly ain't going.
Oh, why are you, like, you make shit too deep.
It ain't too deep.
Make
the storyline believable.
It
don't
is
put,
believable.
No, it's not.
What do you want it to be? I mean, what?
You want everything
to be power and empire?
Even power and empire don't make sense a lot of times.
Oh, God. It's just TV.
Make it good TV. Go back to the old days with, you know, different strokes.
That shit wasn't good.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't good. And the only reason it was good is because we didn't know no damn better.
It was good.
And we didn't have nothing else to fucking look at.
It was good. The Facts of Life. 227.
It was
good. Those were good shows, a good storyline. Now, if you're going to make a dumb comedy show like Martin or something like that, okay.
Now, Martin was good.
It was good.
But it was stupid.
It was stupid.
Okay.
It wasn't trying to teach you nothing.
And who's trying to teach you something in this? It's just TV.
What makes the storyline good? Even Martin's storyline is good. Well, the story the show he used to have, it was good.
Okay.
But this stuff is kind of like, okay, you came from once. First, he going to go to the paperboard and say, hey, I can manage you. Nah, nigga, I ain't seen you since my mother's funeral. Why you come up here now? Because he's trying to get some money. So all of a sudden, he's going to go to his cousin's parents out and talk to him.
No, that wasn't.
He went
over to him because he wanted to know what he was doing.
Yeah, but then his parents are going to talk, having a say something to him. He's going to make him have a pippy, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make him my manager. Come on now. Come on now. That don't make no sense right there. First, you were so adamant, like, he's here because of you. You ain't here because of me. But then you're going to go over to his cousin's parents' house and they're going to talk some sense to you or say something that's going to strike a big old bright light bulb off the top of your head and say, yeah, I'm going to make him my manager. Then when that nigga get $500 from, but he was broke.
Out of his Jordan sneakers?
Come on now. That don't make no damn sense. You could instead of buying $500 sneakers, you could have.
Him. I mean,
how
do you know what he did before? I don't get it. It's just TV.
But the storyline sucked ass.
It didn't fuck.
Yes, it did.
Okay, well, don't look at it again.
It just fucked.
Okay. It's not
that serious.
It's not that serious.
It is serious, but he has something stupid. Which doesn't make no sense.
If it's stupid, it doesn't make no sense. Guess what you do?
But
you turn the TV.
I can't because you're sitting here laughing at it. I'm sitting here
okay.
like,
what the hell?
A nigga run up there with a Batman man. That nigga would have gotten shot. Come on now.
Ooh.
He would have gotten shot there. He would run up on somebody's house, knocking on the door, just sitting there in a Batman man.
He took the mask off.
Yeah, after he had opened up the door. Maybe that's what you do down here. But up where I'm from, either one or two things going to happen. The door's not going to get answered, or you're going to get a gun put on you. Just
oh, I live in the suburbs. So I don't, you know, you have to call before you go now.
I'm like, shoot. And that's right. So the door wouldn't have got answered. The door damn sure wouldn't have got answered if somebody wearing a mask. Hey, before he live here?
He was
okay.
Fat.
Well, his fat ass should have walked in and walked back then. Run up to the door, knocking on it. Hey, boy, you live here? Okay. Come on now. That didn't make no sense. And then these ignorant fools are standing in the door and like, what the fuck was that?
Hey, what he said? He said, you getting too hot.
So the first thing, you know, come on now. The first thing I knew about, who the fuck is you? And then you ain't gonna give no information. People put this here. What the fuck do you want? Who the fuck is you? You
he
gonna say,
too hot.
Yeah.
He's just getting too popular.
Oh, shoot.
Everybody know who he is. He's a neighborhood boy. Don't come up. That's all.
No, I'm sorry. It was just dumb.
Anyway.
Don't watch it. It's stupid. You can watch it if you want to see the second episode is gonna be about because I am.
It's your prerogative. If you want to watch it, watch it. If not, not. I mean, again, as I told you before, I am just here reporting the news. You have a problem with it, turn TV off. Don't look at FX at that time. That's just it. I mean, it wasn't that bad to me. I will watch it again to see, you know, what the second episode is about because I want to see what it's about, but it wasn't like, oh, this is just awful, or this is gross, whatever. I didn't feel that way. It was just like, oh, okay. I mean, I give a show a chance. I give it an opportunity. And if it doesn't do anything for me, I just don't watch the shit. It's just that easy for me. It's not that complicated. It's not that deep for me. Like, either I like it or I don't. If I don't, if I remember it, if it made an impact on me and I remember it, then I enjoyed it. Now, anyway, moving right along, Julia spent all that time on that. Let's talk about Queen Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Queen Sugar is produced by Ava DuVernay. I think that's how you say her name. She did Selma, the movie about Selma, Alabama. Anyway, her and Oprah are co-producers on this show on the OWN network. It's based off a book by, what is her name? It's based off a book by Natalie Bazelle, Queen Sugar. I was going to get the book. I wanted to read the book about before the show came on, but I wasn't able to get it because I think the popularity of the show coming out, and then all of a sudden, boom, the books were gone. I went on Amazon and they were sold out. At the time when I looked, it may be a different story now. But anyway, it's about this family in New Orleans. Now, what I read of the book and the show is totally different. In the show, we see that there are three siblings, but in the book, there are only two. And Charlie is the sister that is in California. And instead of Micah being a boy, Micah is a girl. And Charlie's husband has died in the book. But in the show, it's a totally, I guess this is to get, like, that boom thing with you. But I watched the first episode Tuesday. It was really good. You didn't see it. You didn't get a chance to see it. I've seen some people say it on Facebook. I noticed that a lot of people didn't say that they watched it on Facebook, which, you know, I felt kind of like, wow, y'all didn't watch it, but y'all was watching Greenleaf and a lot of other stuff. Why don't you want to watch Queen Sugar? But the opening of the book, I mean, of the show, it was really good. It had fast pace,
mm-hmm.
and what got me was the music. In the story, we learn about who everyone is. Charlie's in California with her husband, the basketball player, and his teammates are accused of rape, and then we later find out that he himself is accused. And then you have Nova. Nova lives in New Orleans. She writes for a newspaper, but she's also, I don't want to say she works with voodoo, but she's an herbalist. Because not only is she an herbalist, she's a healer, but she also sells that good bud. So, yeah, she's a weed.
Mm-hmm.
You looking at me crazy.
Well, that's probably what it was. That's probably what I mean. It was like, no, nah, we run a legal business here. Because it probably was her.
I don't know. It could have been. Could have been. Could not have been tonight in the episode. I don't know why you said that. But I know that she is a naturalist. She's an herbalist. So there are other things in herbs besides weed.
That's politically correct way of saying
no.
Weed selling.
No. Because when you're an herbalist, you do more than just sell weed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come with Ralph Angel. He is the baby in the family. And he has a young son, Blue. I can't really get the whole story with him and his baby mother. I guess she was on drugs. I can definitely tell that. She was on drugs. And some way or another, he was in jail for something for 6 months. At some point in time, he was imprisoned, and she left the baby. And I guess she left the baby with Ralph Angel's dad and his aunt.
Mm-hmm.
But I am enjoying it. It definitely has some deep-seated family issues up in that joint. Tonight on the second episode was about the funeralizing of their father and, you know, the tradition of the repast and all those other issues. I guess we gotta wait and see the relationship, what's going on with Nova and Charlie. But I enjoyed it. What did you think?
It was
Tyler Perry.
No, it was better than Tyler Perry.
Okay.
It was a wee bit slow, but it was better than Tyler Perry.
I don't think it's slow.
But, you know, I guess it has to build up to all the drama because, you know, it's got to tell you how the Pappy died.
Why are y'all a Pappy?
Because they from the South. He's a Pappy.
He's not a Pappy.
What is he? He's
a father.
He's a father. He's a Pappy. How the kids got issues and... You can tell, like, the sisters, they're in competition with one another.
You think they're in competition?
Yeah, because it's like, no, I can pay my part. Just spread out amongst these debit cards here. And the light-skinned one, she's the oldest?
Charlie?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Well, I guess you figure that she got the good job. I can pay for it all.
I don't think that's what it is. I did not get her attitude of, let me come in here and pay for everything. I think that she wanted to help. And in some situation, it's like it's some resentment. I think it's a resentment because she got out, per se, and she left. And everyone else had to stay because, you know, now, you know, their mother died. And Nova, the herbalist, she takes the healing and things of that nature from their mother.
Mm-hmm.
Side of the family. So we found that out in the first episode with the aunt talking, saying, you know, she was in there trying to heal her dad. But I think, I don't know if it's a competition or if it's just some resentment for it. And I, you know, hope we find out what it is. But at the same time, as siblings, they are definitely... They got each other in their own way.
Yeah, when it doesn't pertain to each other.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the little boy? He didn't. Ralph Angel didn't want his son to go to his father's funeral.
I think he just wanted him to.
Do you agree with him that he should, that the child, that Blue should be a child and not experience what that is, that part of life yet?
He's old enough, ain't like he two years old or 3 years old. He can't understand that, is mommy coming? Can we just wait 5 more minutes? And he understand that, hey, people die. He's old enough to understand that. He's old enough to understand that, hey, mommy not coming.
Mm-hmm.
So he's at that age where he should have told him, well, we have to go to granddad's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And this,
I think it's more of Ralph Angel. I think what Ralph Angel, what his aunt Dick Vi said,
mm-hmm,
about him being on the pedestal, that part where she was speaking, because I agree, I think that he is, with the first episode, I didn't get my thoughts together. On the first episode, the father wanted to see the little boy, and at first he wasn't going to bring him there to the hospital. He later did, and in the midst of him bringing him to the hospital to see his papa, his father, he passed not long after that. So the little boy, he's very in tune, because he's at that age where now, where children become conscious of things that are going on around them. It just takes a matter of having to, explain. But how can you explain, how can Ralph Angel explain something to his son and prepare his son for something where he himself can't prepare for it? So it's hard for you to be in that mode where you haven't been a parent long enough or enough time explain something to put yourself in that position where you got to totally explain something to your child. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, but to me it's like he didn't want to explain it.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't want to explain it. He didn't want to have to go there, because I think that he himself is not really able. He understands that his father has died. He gets that. But just with your parent dying, there comes a whole lot of other things, especially if you feel like some unresolved, some unfinished business. And that goes along with it. Because I remember when my grandmother died, and I was left feeling like it was some unfinished business between us. And I didn't get a chance to work on that relationship between she and I the way that I felt like it should have been before her passing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that could be something that Ralph Angel is dealing with, because it's like he's the screw-up in the family. That's how he sees. He don't have a job, he don't have steady income. And he's already, in the first episode, he need to get some money, and he's robbed a convenience store. And the clerk says, I've seen your face. And she threw the money out at him, and it fell all on the ground. He scrambled. It was about $100 or so. And he had been out of jail for 6 days or whatever, for 6 months, I think, and he already robbed so much.
Just like a dumb nigga. Come on, man.
Oh.
Hey, if this is what I understand. Okay, you just got out. You need some money. And you were that desperate, you're going to go and try to rob somebody without trying to hide the fact you are who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Then you might just kill yourself. Because it's like a short term. You just got getting out. Because when you know you're good in, oh, I can't wait to get out. I ain't coming back here. But then, oh, I need some money because I need some cigarettes. But instead of just saying, hey, we'll work for food or we'll work for some money, you're going to go robbing somebody, taking your dumb black ass right back in Well, you said you didn't want to go in the first place.
I get that. And at the same time, I respect where you're coming from. You lay a valid point. But at the same time, people do what they know. And that's sad that they do that. But that's what some people do. They do what they know. And that's what he knows. And that's what he did. It doesn't make it right, you know, but that's what he did. Yeah, I agree. You know, why do it? And you know that you have no one that is really able to take care of your son. Because, you know, he's depending, in the first episode, he had to depend on the teacher while he was at the hospital with his dad. He had to depend on the teacher to take his son home after school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hell, that don't look good. Now the state's going to come looking at your ass. You know, she's like, if she happens to say, hey, this man don't have anyone to take care of his kid, but at the same time, I think she kind of feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's going to get her into trouble because, you know, he's going to get caught for something and something's going to come down on her. I see it now.
Well, the only thing you really got to worry about is the child's mother. I hate saying baby mama.
Well, some do act like that because that's all they
know. I just don't like saying it, though.
Well,
the child's mother. That's not, I'm leaving it at that. I don't want to hear no more.
I
want to
tell the truth.
You tell whatever you want to say. I'm just saying that I particularly do not like using the term baby mama. That's just my baby mama. I don't like it. I just don't like it. Even if that may be how she acts, I just don't like that term of using baby mama. So I don't use it. That's child's mother. She's trying to get herself straight, and she's got a job. She's in a program that helped her get straight, and now she has a job. She wants to help him. I don't guess she has custody of Blue. So we'll have to see how that goes. But I'm liking Queen Sugar already. I'm enjoying this. So it's on the same channel with Greenleaf that left me kind of feeling like, what the hell?
That's the way it's supposed to make you feel, especially when it goes off the for the hiatus.
The season finale.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm wondering when it's going to come back. So I'm not going to worry about
It's going to come back in probably June, July.
Of next year. Yeah, more than likely. By that time, I've even forgot the crap that they did.
They'll do just like The Walking Dead. You have a whole season of it before it comes back on.
Speaking of The Walking Dead, that comes on in October.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yes, yes, yes. I can't wait to see who Negan kills.
Who do you think he killed?
I think Negan killed the dude with the mullet. With the mullet haircut. I can't remember his name.
I think it starts with a D.
Dwight?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think that's his name.
It is Dwight.
Okay, well.
I got 10 bucks on it.
Whoever he is with the mullet. And they better hurry up and get old girl to the hospital with the baby dying and having a miscarriage. She bleeds on the inside.
See, it has to be Dwight because Dwight, he gave a plan of how to make bullets and stuff to
Rick. Mm-hmm.
If anything should happen, you got the plan how to do everything.
If my unfortunate demise were to happen at such a time, here are the plans for the making of the bullets so that the refinery can be established. And you must therefore be able to protect yourself.
And see,
he
has to die because all past people who were kind of like the chicken, and they stepped up and became like, you know, a go-getter and said, I'm going to do this because it needs to be